This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wisconsin's bear hunting season opens today, and the DNR says hunters should expect another good season this fall. The DNR issued more than 15,000 licenses this year. More than 34,000 people applied, while another 106,000 bought preference points to improve their chances in a future drawing. The season runs through October 13th, but the rules depend on where hunters are. In zones A, B, and D, the season starts with bait and other legal hunting methods, but no dogs. Starting September 16th, hunters can use dogs, bait, or other legal methods through October 6th. From October 7th through the 13th, only dogs can be used. In zones C, E, and F, dogs are not allowed. Hunters there can use bait and other legal methods throughout the season. The DNR estimates Wisconsin has about 24,000 bears, mostly in northern and central Wisconsin. Hunters who harvest a bear must register it by 5 p.m. the following day and submit two teeth to the DNR. Zone maps and full regulations are available on the DNR's website. Enbridge now says it hopes to restore service to Line 5 by September 12th, following last month's natural gas liquids leak in Iron County. The pipeline remained shut down after a parked subcontractor truck rolled into an open excavation near Saxon and struck the pipe on August 25th. According to a press release, Enbridge says crews are working around the clock to build a temporary, roughly 1,500-foot bypass around the release site. Cleanup work is also continuing. Crews are using compressed air to remove natural gas liquids remaining in the construction trench, while soil and water monitoring plans are in place. Enbridge says air monitoring continues to show safe air quality outside the evacuation zone and in areas where crews are working. They say the truck involved in the incident remains at the site and will be removed as the investigation continues. The Iron County Sheriff's Office no-fly zone also remains in place. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Authorities are investigating the cause of a fire at a student high-rise in Madison. The blaze broke out early Saturday at the Domain Building in the 400 block of West Jackson Street. Crews learned a cart in the hallway outside the trash room caught fire. No injuries were reported, and no one was displaced. Average gas prices fell 1 cent per gallon over the last week, the state average on Tuesday landing at $3.80 per gallon. This is 4.9 cents lower than a month ago, but well over 84 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national average price of diesel increased 29.7 cents from last week to stand at $5.87 per gallon. Gas Buddy officials say diesel surged in every state, with some jumping nearly 50 cents per gallon in just 7 days and breaking the prior all-time high of $5.82 set in 2022. Officials at Gas Buddy say diesel prices of $6 per gallon are now a realistic possibility in the weeks ahead if Ukraine's attacks on Russian refining infrastructure keep knocking capacity offline. The national average price of gasoline on Labor Day also set a new all-time record of $4.09 per gallon. This is 26 cents higher than the previous record set on Labor Day in 2012. Gas Buddy officials say, until the global refining supply picture meaningfully improves, diesel prices face continued upward pressure. Gasoline prices, however, may seasonally slow in the weeks ahead. New federal funding could keep career services available for thousands in Wisconsin with disabilities. Governor Evers says the state received just over $11 million for vocational rehabilitation programs. The services can include job training, employment support, and help for employers on disability-related workplace issues. The governor criticized lawmakers for earlier funding levels that led to a wait list. A Wested woman is facing multiple felony fraud and theft charges. This comes after local and state investigators uncovered a years-long embezzlement scheme totaling nearly $1 million from a Schofield real estate management company. Court documents say 66-year-old Lynn Loss, who worked as an independent contractor, bookkeeper, and trustee for the company, funneled over $928,000 in unauthorized payments to herself and her private company. She's facing multiple charges and is set to appear in court September 10th.
The televised gubernatorial debate scheduled for October 9th has been canceled. This, according to the WBA Foundation, which has hosted a televised debate in every Wisconsin gubernatorial and U.S. Senate contest since 1990. According to the release on Tuesday, the WBA Foundation said multiple candidates must agree to participate in order to air a debate. Two invitations were sent, but both were not accepted. David Crowley's campaign manager said Crowley had accepted the invitation and was looking forward to participating. Currently, the only confirmed debate will happen on October 21st at Marquette University Law School. Wisconsin's technical colleges are looking for $168 million in new state funding, saying the money would help meet urgent workforce needs. The approved request includes almost $60 million for general operations and $23 million for adult basic education. It also sets aside money for job training grants, college-level programs for high school students, and cybersecurity upgrades. A new bridge connecting Crawford County, Wisconsin, and Lansing, Iowa, will be opening ahead of schedule. The old bridge closed traffic in October of last year. The new bridge had been expected to open in the spring of 2027, but officials say the work is being completed ahead of schedule and the new bridge will open to traffic in November. The number of people infected by the Cyclospora parasite continues to increase, despite reaching the end of the U.S. cyclosporiasis season on August 31st. The CDC says it can take about 6 weeks to receive reports of new cases, and they'll continue identifying and investigating beyond the season. From May 1st to August 31st, over 18,000 laboratory-confirmed cases were reported by the CDC. More than 13,000 additional cases are not yet confirmed or are awaiting patient interview and submission to the CDC. In comparison, only 1,180 cases were reported in 2025 from May to August. The number of cases being reported by state health departments are much higher, with Michigan being the highest. As of September 6th, over 14,700 cases were reported in neighboring Michigan. Wisconsin numbers are much lower at 284, updated as of August 26th. Health officials recommend seeking medical attention if you believe you're experiencing symptoms of Cyclospora infection. These include abdominal pain, watery diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, body aches, and fatigue. Symptoms can develop between 2 and 14 days after exposure and can last for a month or more, with the possibility of reoccurrence if not treated. In other health-related news, measles is spreading in southwestern Wisconsin. The state's health department is reporting 136 confirmed and 6 probable cases as of September 4th. The current outbreak is located in Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. DHS is coordinating with county health departments to identify and notify people who may have been exposed to this highly contagious virus. Measles can cause serious health complications, including pneumonia, brain damage, and deafness, and can sometimes be deadly. 1 in 4 people who get measles in the U.S. will be hospitalized. And that's your state news update. I'm Alyssa Kay for Civic Media News.
Another comeback victory for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Cubs wrapping up their 3-game series tonight at AmFam Field. Logan Henderson on the mound for Milwaukee. The Brewers with a dramatic 4-3 win last night. Lourdes Lara with a single to drive in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th. Jackson Churio with a 2-run homer in the 9th to send it into extra innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He loves it. You know, he loves it and stays after it, believes in himself. You know, he knows how capable he is. And we've seen it all too much in his first 3 years.
A frustrated Craig Counsell in the Cubs clubhouse asked about Sal Frelick's pop fly to left field to load the bases.
Did you think one guy had a better angle or just right place?
Are you serious? You didn't think they were going after it?
No. I meant, did you feel like...
I think it's two guys just going after the ball.
NFL, the Packers back at practice installing the game plan for Sunday's game in Minnesota against the Vikings. Kickoff at 3:25 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 41. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.